Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Gadigal people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Amanda Bauer. It's Friday, March 31. In Squiz Kids Today, an inquiry into ADHD, Luke Skywalker's air raid app, a massive gold nugget find, and a crime-fighting burrito. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
An inquiry into ADHD has been announced by the Australian Senate to look at whether our country is doing enough to support around 1 million Australians who have the disorder. Chances are that everyone listening to this today knows someone with ADHD. It stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and it's one of the most common medical diagnoses in children. So, what is it? Well, everyone on the planet has trouble now and again with paying attention, sitting still, listening, or waiting their turn. But people with ADHD have trouble with those things almost all the time. And it's really important to emphasise that they aren't being that way on purpose. ADHD is a medical condition that affects your attention. It's right there in the name, attention deficit. Deficit means a lack or a shortage. Kids with ADHD can also have a trickier time controlling their behaviour, so they might get into trouble at school more. And surveys have shown that more than 80% of kids with ADHD get bullied and 30% have changed schools because of how their ADHD was handled. So it is an issue that needs attention. The Senate inquiry will look at biases faced by people with ADHD, the huge wait lists to see ADHD doctors, the cost of medications to treat ADHD in both kids and grown-ups, and much more. After hearing from people with ADHD and experts, the senators will make recommendations to the federal government on changes that should be made to improve the health and happiness of people with ADHD. I'll put some kid-friendly resources on ADHD in your episode notes. Most of us have seen quite a bit of the wet stuff falling from the sky lately. It's been a soggy month of March. But the Bureau of Meteorology has released its three-month outlook for autumn, and it's going to be hot and dry from April to June for almost the entire country. Less than average rain, higher than average temperatures, and the possibility that after 3 years of La Niña, the weather pattern that brought us a lot of rain, we're heading for an El Niño, which brings warmer and drier than usual weather. I guess my gumboots are going to get a rest.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the northeast American city of Boston, where an unfinished burrito has helped police solve a crime. Crazy, right? For almost a year, police had been trying to solve a case where a building had been spray-painted and badly damaged, but no one was hurt. Whoever committed the crime had left DNA at the scene, but there was no other evidence connecting the man they suspected was responsible with the crime. DNA, in case you didn't know, is a microscopic acid that is present in every single cell in your body. Each person's DNA is unique to them, so if there's DNA found at a crime scene and you can match it to DNA from a suspect, you can make an arrest. Fast forward to now, and police were secretly following their suspect. They saw him eat 3/4 of a burrito, wrap up the rest, and chuck it in the bin. Because he'd abandoned his leftovers in public, the police could take them to the lab and look for DNA in the spit left behind on the bitten-off bits. They found a match to the crime scene DNA and arrested their man as he was about to take a one-way flight out of the country. The moral of the story? Well, obviously, do not commit crimes. But also, never leave a burrito uneaten.
Pop
Pop Culture Corner.
Attention, air raid alert. Proceed to the nearest shelter. Don't be careless. Your overconfidence is your weakness.
No, my young Padawans, your ears do not deceive you. That is the voice of Luke Skywalker, aka actor Mark Hamill, that was recorded for an air raid app to warn Ukrainians about incoming Russian attacks. Now, I know that on Squiz Kids we like to explain things to young people who may not have heard of a person or concept before, but surely I do not need to tell you about Star Wars and Luke Skywalker, the hero of those original three movies. Mark Hamill, the actor, has been raising money to help Ukraine for months, and he didn't hesitate to record his voice for the Air Alert app. And who wouldn't feel relieved and empowered when a Jedi Knight tells them,
"Attention, the Air Alert is over. May the Force be with you."
Believe it or not,
Gold Rush fever has hit Victoria 170 years after the first prospectors came to try their luck. That's because a man wielding a cheap metal detector has just found a massive gold nugget in the Golden Triangle between Bendigo, Ballarat, and St. Arnold. The man, who has sensibly decided to remain anonymous, took the 4.6 kilo rock into a prospecting store in Geelong and asked if it was worth much. The shop owner's jaw dropped. In more than 40 years of dealing with gold, he'd never seen a specimen so big. We're talking $240,000 big. The Geological Survey of Victoria believes that there are about 75 million ounces of undiscovered golds in that golden triangle. And with 1 ounce of gold worth almost $2,000, you'd better believe this latest find is getting more people prospecting. Just remember, if you don't buy a $25 10-year-long mining license, you'll have to hand over any gold you find on government land. Before we get into the Squiz, today is a very exciting day, the first ever episode of the Squiz Kids Book Club. Each month, Catch the Reading Bug and her crew of kid reviewers will introduce you to new titles and old favourites. If you keep listening after the shout-outs, it should play up next. But if that fails, jump on the link in your episode notes. And if you want to join Catch's crew of reviewers, there's a link for that too.
There's nothing better than combining two of your favourite foods to make something really yummy. Hot chippies and bread, tomato sauce and hot dogs, bacon and eggs. Well, our podcast sponsor today, Sunbeam, has made another combo that we know you're going to love. And the best part? These are perfect for your lunchbox or on the go. Sunbeam's dried fruit and cheese snacks are really yummy, a really good source of calcium, and made with real cheese and fruit. They're available in the dairy fridge, at Woolies, Coles, or independent retailers.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the actor who has given his voice to an air raid app? Correct, you are. It is Mark Hamill. Question number two. The area between Bendigo, Ballarat and St. Arnold is known as what? You got it. The Golden Triangle. And question number three. What is the name of the warm, dry weather pattern that could hit Australia in the coming months? And a little clue. It's the opposite of La Niña. Well done if you got El Niño. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's March 31. 134 years ago today, the 300-metre-high technological masterpiece that we call the Eiffel Tower was opened in Paris, France. How amazing that what's become one of the most recognisable objects in the world was supposed to be temporary and was almost torn down in 1909. It's also a Friday, Oh yeah, it's a reggae day. Hit it. Happy birthday today to Sky from Elwood, Kendrick from Springfield, Luke from Flagstaff Hill, Stevie from Junie, Kizar from Woongarra, Claudia from North Ainslie, Chloe from Tumut, Charlie from Preston, Charlie from Tweed Heads, Audrey from the Sunshine Coast, Claire from Dubbo, Emily from Killarney Heights, and Isla from the Gold Coast. And to everyone having a birthday over the weekend, Madison from Junie, Frankie from North Ainslie, Beta from Vermont South, Zane from Junie, Indy from North Manly, Maddie from South Tarramurra, Aria from Sydney, Jacob from Drummoyne, Evie from Middle Harbour, Pippin from Butterham, and Freddie from Bronte. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you want a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. That's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over.